This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's given and deleted, as you know. And most people have heard about this. Have we ever heard about her deleting anything? No, I don't think so. She deleted the entire record from her book. And deletion is something she really does know something about because she's deleted at least 30,000 emails.
All right, that's Donald Trump, of course, taking a big slice at Hillary Clinton. But this is common now on the campaign trail since we're down to two, and this is the name of the game the rest of the way. Not that we haven't seen this, and not that the emails haven't been the butt of plenty of Donald Trump's jokes and plenty of others who are jumping out at Hillary Clinton until she's completely cleared of that. That's going to be fair game, I think, along the way, all the way until they get to the conventions. As we motor through this edition of America Tonight, we'll be talking a lot about what's happening, again, getting ready for Cleveland and getting ready for Philadelphia. And right at the top, we have Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here. How are you?
So once again, Donald calling Hillary Clinton a liar, taking a slam at her for the emails. Do we know anything at all as far as Loretta Lynch and if there are going to be any kind of charges or will anything happen with Hillary Clinton and these deleted emails?
That still remains to be seen to a large extent. But initially we heard from the FBI director that this was not something that was based on, a political timeline. But he did at one point, I believe, suggest that he thought that this would be completed by the time of the convention. So, there's still that possibility that a lot of opponents to Hillary Clinton are holding on to, that this could ultimately evolve into her being indicted or whatnot. But at this point, there's no real concrete evidence to suggest that. And if anything, it actually seems to fly in the face of a lot of people's expectations for, some kind of wrongdoing to have been determined at this point.
And, of course, the big story is the Democrats holding that sit-in for more than 12 hours. What happened there? This had to do with trying to get a vote on a gun control bill.
Yeah, a very interesting story, to say the least. I've been, talking to some of our reporters who are on the Hill tonight, talking to a lot of my sources in congressional offices, and this is something that is absolutely, gearing up to last throughout the night. Initially, at one point, we had Paul Ryan coming onto the floor not too long ago. He held a number of quick procedural votes, none of which that had to actually do with gun violence, essentially to, I guess, try to, complete some business that was due in the House. While this is going on, he was met with, pretty significant jeers or whatnot, but then just kind of went about his sort of business of the day, despite the fact that this was a very, different kind of scenario. So we have that going on. We have John Lewis saying that this is going to last throughout the night. But we also, earlier in the evening, had, some reports and some people who were telling us that we essentially saw a good number of Capitol Hill police officers who were mobilizing on the first floor, which led a good number of people to believe that there was a possibility that this could be ended by the police. So it's still a little bit too soon to say, but that certainly is a very realistic possibility that continues to sort of follow the members onto the evening.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on that and see when that wraps up. Long night for reporters, to say the least. Maybe a lot of pizza deliveries, right? They're always delivering food on the Hill.
From what I understand, apparently there was one person in California who spent about $344 worth of delivery Domino's to the Capitol that was picked up on staff and, distributed to members. So, pizza deliveries are going on strong.
How about Bernie Sanders? Apparently he did an interview with C-SPAN, and he's said, it doesn't appear that I'm going to be the nominee, but he didn't say I'm stepping aside. He just said I'm not going to be the nominee.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really surprise anybody. Anybody who had an sort of understanding about the math could have already said this previously. But this does make news in the sense that this is the closest he has offered to a concession, the sort of acknowledgement that he does not really have a path forward for a victory, and that is a possibility that he himself has apparently come to terms with. Nevertheless, he has still given no signal that he's going to drop out for the Democratic convention. This is a long after the final contest of the primary season in Washington, D.C., about 1 week after. And this is, coming up to a period of time where this is really sort of a moment to kind of make that decision. And, Bernie Sanders has defied a lot of expectations by declining to do that, despite the fact that he has all but indicated he is sort of, in the same camp that his chances are pretty much all but sealed off. So we'll remain to see what actually happens. He may be staying in just to kind of, keep the support alive and whatnot. But at this point, there doesn't necessarily seem to be really a way forward for him. We know that his campaign is not lobbying superdelegates right now. His supporters may be doing so, but that is not an official campaign tactic, which means that essentially his last sort of, shot at this has been essentially declined by his campaign itself.
Yeah, and then while that's happening with Sanders, how about Rubio? I thought it was interesting. He said, oh, guess what? I'm running for Senate re-election after all.
Yeah, imagine that. A politician who makes a very, strong pledge saying he's not going to be doing something, then suddenly doing something. This is something that has actually been in the works for a while. We've had Senator Mitch McConnell coming out and saying that they are trying to draft him. And frankly, that should have been a dead giveaway to anybody. You're not going to have Mitch McConnell, who is a very, political person, coming out and saying that they're trying to draft somebody who's not in the race, unless if they actually had him sort of behind the scenes locked down. That would have been a situation where he would have been probably harming whoever the Republican candidate would have been had he not entered the race. So it's a pretty clear indication that this was bound to happen.
Yep, there you go. And, then the other thing is, as we watch all this unfold, is what's this deal about the Libertarian presidential nominee, Gary Johnson?
Yeah, I guess they actually had a forum on CNN tonight, which is probably one of the bigger nights for Gary Johnson. We know back in 2012, he actually had one appearance on the CNN debate stage, wherein he essentially used his time on the Republican debate stage to, make a number of off-color jokes and then kind of disappear from the public eye. I didn't watch it myself, but I have been sort of hearing that apparently Bill Weld, his running mate and former governor of Massachusetts, actually did better than Gary Johnson. So, this is kind of fueling the fire that there could be an alternative to Trump or to Clinton and sort of the libertarian wing of the party, one that probably hasn't been explored very deeply. Gary Johnson hasn't been vetted. I actually spent an afternoon just kind of going through his stuff and, realized that there are a good number of landmines that could potentially derail any kind of a bunch of help get. So I guess we'll just kind of have to stay tuned on that one.
All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So the sit-in by the Democrats could last all night long. That's what they're vowing. It's the standoff over guns. House leaders say they plan another round of votes in the next hour, despite, this sit-in by the Dems. So we'll keep you posted on that. Donald Trump raises serious money since Tuesday. How much? We'll tell you on the flip side.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase suitcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Agree with your form of self-expression. By the way, don't cater to the taste, or they'll say see you later to your face. New obsession. Keep your promise to be honest.
Gotta love the musical stylings of our musical director. That would be our man, Nathan Reeder. He comes up with some of the best stuff for the show, I swear. So anyway, so it's about Donald Trump and how much money Donald Trump is raising. And we said the other day it was just over $1 million. Now $11 million since Tuesday. So Trump now is in the last, you know, how long has it been? Not even just over 24 hours. And $11 million has come in that small time period because so much was made about how much money he didn't have and how much Hillary Clinton had. And it doesn't include the $2 million that Trump himself has pledged to match in the fundraising. So he said, "We're incredibly excited about the money that's coming in. Trump Victory, the joint fundraising account with the Republican National Committee and Trump's official campaign, raised $5 million online since Tuesday when they sent out their pitches. You know, those fundraising pitches that you get. So they saw the needle move pretty significantly, and that jumped up to just over $11 million. Trump's financial report this week showed him, which is that 1.3 that we mentioned, and put him in a pretty tight spot. So it's about high-dollar fundraising events and getting out there and getting the Republicans behind him so that he's able to compete with her, because frankly, with advertising time, the cost of it, etc., you are so stuck if you don't have the money, because you got to have those ads pumped out there. People absolutely, subliminally, I think, are affected by the advertising, especially if they're bombarded enough with it. Pete, in the great state of Texas, hello.
Hey, good evening. Who's got allergy problems? You're...
Oh, I never, ever had allergy problems. Now I suddenly do. Yes.
Okay. What's the definition of insanity?
What is the definition of insanity? Tell me.
Yeah, doing the same thing over and over again and looking for different results.
Yeah, meaning the Republicans?
Both, actually.
Yeah, both. I'd say both, too.
So let's flip a coin and try Trump's way and see what happens for 4 years. What do you say?
Yeah, do you think head-to-head, despite what the polls say, that he'll be elected over Hillary Clinton?
They keep this gun control nonsense up. You're going to find some bipartisanism.
You know what? I agree with that. I think so, too, because they're missing the bigger issue that we keep talking about with guns. And unfortunately, it gets all convoluted in the wash. And I think you're right. I think there's enough people that don't want to see that happen. Democrats, Republicans, independents, whatever they label themselves.
Yeah, and they're going to walk into our fire, and that's going to get Trump elected, because he's all gun open Second Amendment, as far as I'm concerned.
Pete, you live in Texas, so do you think it's a deterrent in Texas that you know that a lot of people carry guns? I do. I think it's a deterrent.
Well, yeah. Here's the deal. When you're in Russia, you get issued. You're in the military. You're in a line. They don't know who's got what over here in the United States. That's what's keeping them off of us, all the Chinese and all the Russians. They don't know who's got what. And we've got so damn many of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I think. And I think it makes a huge difference. And, you know, in Texas now, in the schools and the colleges, you're going to be able to... kids are going to be able to have concealed and carry. As long as they have that permit, they're going to be able to do that. Anybody on the campus is going to be able to do that.
Exactly. And you're going to have that. You're going to have, of course, you'll have your naysayers, your liberal, in all your liberal arts classes. They're going to say, no guns, no guns, no guns. But who in the hell's going to know if you've got one, if you've got a concealed? You know, so that's
right.
Okay. And just walk around on in.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
The idea behind concealed carry, and I can walk down the street with a shotgun in my hand. And actually, I think there's a bill somewhere that says that you can carry concealed if you've got X amount of dollars, like if you own a business, and you can carry a firearm to and from a bank. Don't go in.
Right.
Go to the deposit outside. But you can carry that away also.
Yep. So yep. Absolutely.
All I'm telling you is carry a big wad of cash and a shotgun. You're good to go.
Pete, thanks for the call. We go now to our guest, Jeff Steyer. So nice to stay up and hang with us to talk about Philadelphia and something that he and I talked about before with New York, but it didn't pass. Philly becomes the first major city with a soda tax, despite this the beverage industry campaigning to oppose it. Jeff Steyer is the NCPPR's Director of Risk Analysis. Hey, Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Always good to be with you, Vicki. So late at night. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, were you surprised by Philly?
No, I wasn't surprised. This was part of a concerted campaign by the activists. It didn't start in Philadelphia. It started, as you mentioned correctly, in New York, where they tried to ban Millard sodas. Berkeley, California, has already put in a soda tax, but, you know, Berkeley is always an outlier. But Philadelphia is the first major city to actually pass one of these taxes. Politico reported that it was part of a campaign to get it passed in other cities and states around the country. And they started in Philadelphia, where the mayor was supportive of it. But what they did was something different. Instead of distorting the science and saying this is a public health measure because it's not been shown to work, that tax sodas, they admitted, the mayor admitted as much in an interview with, a fantastic interview he did with Politico. He acknowledged this wasn't about public health. This was about raising revenue, but not only just raising revenue, but raising revenue for things that were politically popular, like universal pre-K. So this was no false pretenses. It's not a, public health measure, a soda tax. And by the way, it's such an absurd soda tax. Not only was it a tax on soda that passed, penny and a half an ounce, but a tax on diet soda, a tax on sweetened iced tea, a tax on diet iced tea. Kate, this is a money grab.
Yeah. Yeah, and because it's a money grab, as you explained so well, will other cities latch onto this and use that as the excuse?
Well, that's certainly the strategy, and I'm so glad to be on with you to explain the strategy that they're using now, because it's, on the one hand, they're honest and not trying to lie about it and saying it's a public health measure, because studies have shown, especially in Latin America, where soda taxes are the law of the land in many areas, they've been shown not to be effective at reducing obesity or cutting down diabetes. Yeah, they're effective at getting people to drink less soda, but people are simply substituting other sugary foods and drinks, or making their own when the sugar itself is intact. So it's not effective to get people to lose weight. It's not effective to stop diabetes, which was the basis for all of this. So the Philadelphia case is so interesting and will now be used as a model by other cities and states, not only the absurd nature of the tax, but the strategy. On the one hand, it's honest because they're not claiming it to be a public health measure anymore. On the other hand, what they're doing is they're deceiving the public into thinking, well, this is just a tax, you know, on whoever drinks soda. If they want to drink soda, that's fine. But the thing is, it's a money grab. And yeah, the irony is that progressives usually prefer to tax the wealthy and not the poor. This is a regressive tax that will hurt the poor more than the wealthy because it's a bigger percentage of their income. You can't win with these people.
Boy, no kidding. That's why you got to keep fighting the good fight, Jeff.
Always a pleasure, Kate. Keep it up.
Raising the awareness. Thanks so much. And Jeff is right. He nailed it. Thanks for coming on. He nailed it when he talks about it. At least they're being honest, but it is strictly a money grab. Hang with us. Much more coming your way as we jump the fence.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Has introduced that has over 100 co-sponsors, that has over 180 members of Congress who signed a petition demanding a vote on that bill. We still don't understand why Speaker Ryan is so dug in.
Congressman Steve Israel from New York. Everybody talking about the sit-in that the Democrats are having on the Hill. And why? Because they're planning another round of votes for this sit-in. And the reason for the sit-in is because of trying to pass gun legislation, which you heard the congressman there saying that, listen, Democrats and Republicans are on the same side in some cases in this. So why is this not happening? What is wrong with this country? What is going on is what, you know, Israel was saying during the day. And the Democrats have the spotlight because of what happened in Orlando and certainly some of what we've seen before. But because of the Orlando tragedy, our biggest mass shooting, this has started that conversation again. We talk about it all the time on America Tonight. And I always invite, listen, all sides of this, right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, anybody who has an opinion on it, if you look at it, the lawmakers taking over the floor, you know, just before midnight, saying we're not going to relinquish control until Republicans allow this vote. And C-SPAN has said on the air they have no control over the House cameras. They switched to Periscope. Facebook Live to air what was happening. And the Democrats on the floor said the sergeant of arms kept reminding them to stop taking photos and video because that's a House violation of the rules. Even Kim Kardashian apparently tweeted a picture of the protest to her 46 million followers on Twitter. So people are starting to get the sense that, oh, they're serious about this. They're not going anywhere. And Representative John Lewis, a civil rights icon, really, who was beaten by the cops in 65 in that march in Selma, has participated in lots of civil rights sit-ins, led the protest on Wednesday in a move to symbolize civil disobedience. While this was going on, or is going on, in D.C., in Cleveland, a million people turned out, plus to cheer on the Cavaliers. Here's LeBron James celebrating with the crew.
Thank you for all the LeBron wishes and coming home wishes and all that, but I'm nothing without this group behind me, man. I'm nothing without the coaching staff. I'm nothing without the city. I'm nothing without y'all. I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all, and we'll get ready for next year.
Kevin Love, his teammate, pretty much was just as excited by this huge crowd that celebrated the big NBA final victory of their team.
23 just would not let us lose. You guys would not let us lose. And then game 7, anything can happen. And you know, we got the ultimate prize. But none of this could have happened without these guys. We're all brothers, and we're forever solidified, forever connected.
Yeah, so how about that? No championship in Cleveland of any team in over 50 years. I mean, nothing. Close, but no cigar. And how about that? So finally, as of Monday, the Cavaliers are the NBA champions, beating the Golden State Warriors. And boy, I love seeing the overhead pictures. They really did. You know, when they try to estimate what or guesstimate what crowds are, you could see the crowds were swelling, and I guarantee it was well over a million people that came out to cheer on the Pistons. I mean, saying that it's a huge win doesn't really even put it into perspective. So while we're sitting here talking about Democrats in the sit-in and talking about Bernie Sanders and not having the numbers and saying he's obviously not the nominee, but he hasn't stepped aside, there is some celebrating going on of a different sort because of a very, very big drought in the city where they desperately were cheering on all their sports teams and haven't had much to cheer about lately. I'll tell you, there's a terrible tragedy that earlier in the day, somebody sent me a text to this. You know, I get these texts, of course I do, from people who are trying to say, hey, you might want to look into this, or did you see this, or, you know, whatever it might be. And some of you might have already talked about this. I say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. Well, of course, we're all still reeling about what happened in Orlando, but now as the weeks go by and we focus on some else of what's happening out there, and that's why the gun drama, the vote, that stuff is related to Orlando. They have this body that they found in a search for dad and kids off the Florida coast. The Coast Guard has been combing the waters for this dad and his teenagers. And, you know, this is that time of year where people start to talk about boat safety and these tragedies that happen and finding abandoned boats and boats capsizing. And this was, boy, you see the picture of them, and they're just cute as can be, kids looking like they're having a blast with their dad. And this story captivated, I think, a lot of people in the sense that they wanted to see some good news happen here. They wanted to hear that they found them and they were floating and there were life vests and, you know, whatever. But rescuers who were searching for this guy who vanished off the Florida coast, they do have one body. And the identity of the remains not immediately available, but they're looking for this Kimberly family, three of them. And they know for sure that the victim who was recovered was wearing a life vest. So doing the right things, trying to survive, but you know, they hadn't been heard from since Sunday. And as days go on, you know, they found in South Florida four water bottles had been, you know, tied together, a pair of tennis shoes, a basketball. They found, you know, all this stuff. And this was a 29-foot boat. It didn't have a name. It didn't have a radio. None of that. So they didn't get a distress call. They were just looking in a particular spot, trying to come up with, you know, hopefully something that identified these people. But sadly, they found a body and just one so far. Tom in Baltimore. Hello, Tom.
How are you doing? Boy, I feel lucky I've spoken with you. This will be the second time. And, see, it's been as many weeks, if not one. So I feel...
Yes, Tom. Tom, a retired police officer. Thanks for calling us.
I caught the tail end of your show. Maybe it was the tail end of the second hour. Like I said, this isn't normally my time anymore. But you were talking, I think, about the lab-grown diamonds the other night.
Yes.
I wanted to let you know there is a way to tell the difference. So don't let any of the listeners or yourself or family members get caught up in paying what you would pay for a real diamond, because there's an absolute way to tell the difference.
How can you tell the difference?
Well, it's done in a laboratory. You can't use a regular loop. I had to get educated on this while doing an investigation on insurance fraud one time.
Ooh.
They do it under, I'll probably mess it up, so the scientists out there will be laughing at me. Ultraviolet electron spectroscopy. It's one of the ways they can do it. There's a number of ways, but you can definitely tell. If you have an email on your regular site, I can send you all the information that will get you brought up to speed on that if you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Send us an email. You can send the email to katesdelaney@gmail.com. That's the best place.
I will do that. And by the way, after I admonished the Orlando police the other night, they came out with their news conference. I don't know if you saw it or not. With their,
yes.
What do you think about that? I'll tell you what I thought after I hear what you think.
Yeah, well, you know, they had an answer for everything. So were they? So to me, they were saying that you know, they redacted half the stuff because they were rambling on the call and trying to coax him down. And he was saying that he had people that were hooked up to vests that were going to explode, which, you know. So if you're a police officer, you're negotiating in that case, are you believing what he's saying and you're afraid to swoop in there, or what are you doing? I mean, there's got to be a way around that.
Well, sure. They brought out some sound tactical advice, and it made their story, I think, for the layperson sound like it probably was feasible. Although you did have some victims I saw on CNN still questioning the time that they were lying around bleeding, some of their friends literally bleeding out to death. Here's what jumped out at me, Kate. The initial officers already had started the breach. You don't cede your position once you start. You may hold it, but from what they were saying, they just left and left it inside to take control of the place and do Twitter and Facebook and whatever other nonsense he was doing during the whole time. That right there is an anomaly that they just can't justify. Not to mention the fact that they said they made three calls to him, all of which I believe are very short in duration, and it still left, I think, close to 2 hours where apparently they did nothing. You know, and there's so many things when you look at these situations. Maybe I just missed it, but I never saw anybody looking like they were in a terrible, deadly situation. I mean,
right.
They act a certain way. They never acted the way they should.
Right. I agree with you. I thought it was, they were kind of explaining it away, and especially because you called us and had so much to say about it. I think I was thinking about that as well.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight. So, as we motor through, and here we are at the tail end of this first hour, can you believe it? We like to do a thing called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, are you there?
I am.
I think our sound effects guy is protesting.
Oh, you missed it for just a second here. I'm going to pop it in this way like that.
Bingo!
All right, so the rest of the world could hear it. I didn't hear it, so that's perfect. I love it so much. It's good for a repeat. I'm sure everyone out there enjoyed that anyway, so that's cool. So, as we motor through, like I say, here we are at the tail end of this first hour. Unbelievable. So how about the people turning out? It has been 50 years since they've had a championship in Cleveland. I was talking about it, and you heard LeBron James and so excited and Kevin Love. But almost like a holiday, people were told they didn't have to come into work in Cleveland. You want to go to the parade? Just take off. Most of the kids were out of school, but if there was summer school, they were told, don't worry about it, just take off. Everybody, just take off. So when your city hasn't had anything to celebrate sports-wise, is it okay to give everyone kind of the day off?
Oh, yeah. It's like the opening It's like the opening of the Drew Carey Show all the time.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. So, you know, absolutely. All right, how about this? I mean, this is actually a sad story, but this freaks me out, this brain-eating amoeba. We've heard stories of sad stories about people contracting this, getting it in weird ways. A lot of times it has to do with being in the water. And they just had another person die, an Ohio teenager died after getting this suspected brain-eating amoeba infection. And all they were doing was visiting the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte. So she died after returning from a trip. She contracted this. It's called PAM, and it's a severe brain infection, and it's just an odd thing. It comes in through the brain, through the nasal cavity, typically from jumping or diving into fresh bodies of water. They had a kid, a really young kid that died maybe a year ago near me, where he was just swimming, and that same exact thing happened to him. I mean, I know we can't be paranoid about everything that we could possibly get, but just isn't that just awful?
Yep. I feel like there's also jokes waiting for the convention and brain amoeba diseases.
I mean, just
go right into it.
Just awful. I say shred it. These infections are terrible, and it'd be great if they found a way that you could prevent that, but I mean, I don't know, other than wearing, you know, they used to have those nose things you could wear to clip your nose closed.
Oh,
and I guess,
still do.
Yeah, I guess that's what you have to do when you swim. I think it's risky.
Was it really diving from a great height? Is that what happened?
No, she was just swimming in freshwater water, and the water got up her nose.
Yeah. Yum.
Yeah. Crazy. How about this? You can appreciate this as a music guy. I was sitting near a lawyer a couple days ago, and he's a copyright kind of guy, and he was talking about this story. But history could be rewritten by a jury. They started deliberating Wednesday over whether Led Zeppelin ripped off a riff for their epic Stairway to Heaven. A lawyer representing the estate of a deceased songwriter criticized this group for selective memories and convenient truths, and they're testifying about the origins of Jimmy Page's acoustic guitar opening of that 71 rock anthem that still is played today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has been on the books for a long time.
A long time.
It really has. I mean, they've been kind of doing a good job of spinning it out of the way for, I mean, do you know, Kate?
Do I know about Stairway to Heaven? How long this has been going on?
Yeah.
Is this the first time
you've heard of it?
No, I've heard it, but this is now the jury's deciding. I mean, it's not the first time Led Zeppelin's been accused of swiping other people's works, by the way. Like, they had to reach a settlement over A Whole Lot of Love, the Lemon song, Dazed and Confused, so, boy, I don't know. I mean, I think when you look at music, there you may catch a whiff of somebody's riff or whatever, and maybe I don't think it should be ripped off, but it's a tricky thing to decide.
Who owns what?
Yeah, who owns what?
Who owns what? What is ownership?
What is? You're absolutely right.
Yep.
And if you don't copyright certain things and somebody decides they like it, they snag it.
That's
we just had that happen to us. You know, we've been talking about KateOnTheRoad.com. It expired. The guy who put up the website was in charge of it, and he didn't realize that it expired because it was through Google. I'll tell the story on the air. Somebody snagged the name, realized that I was the broadcaster, that we do this show, America Tonight, and that was part of it, and they wanted $12,000 to get the name back.
Wow.
So instead of Kate on the Road, it's on the road with Kate.com.
Yep.
Just switch it around. It's semantics. Come on.
I mean, when the boom was happening, you know, from
people snapped up everything.
Yeah, there were bands that were almost forced out of music with their choice of, well, I guess we'll stop the band, but we're going to get a lot of money for the name.
Right, and then they had to pay it if they wanted it.
Yeah.
Especially .com versus .org or .whatever. So you make the choice, either you're not going to get it. But I've heard of a lot of stories, but it happened to us.
Yep.
I'm sorry, it's the same website, we just changed the wording by one. So, by the way, it's not Kate on the Road, it's On the Road with Kate.
Nice.
It's insane. Insane. All right, how about this one? You know, Independence Day is coming out, and that's a part two of the first Independence Day. The whole idea of aliens coming down from spaceships, nothing new necessarily in movies, but this movie really struck a chord. Do you think this next Independence Day, which cost a boatload of money to make, which is coming out this week and we'll preview it tomorrow, do you think it's going to make a lot of money in the theaters?
Yeah, well, what's a lot of money nowadays? How long
like
does that last?
Like 200 million, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think it'll make 200 million, but probably close.
Probably close.
You know, probably close or just over, but it's certainly not going to... How long do things last in the theaters nowadays?
Not very long. Movies are down because I think people can stream things. You can get them cheaper. You can use other ways to watch movies and binge watch and whatnot.
Yep.
And I think binge watching is bigger now. Or just waiting for a movie to come out instead of saying, oh, plunk down $10 and then... You know, I say I won't eat anything at the theater, but then I end up getting something, so, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
That's crazy. Which, by the way, Orange is the New Black. Have you ever watched that?
I am, like, waiting, like I do with my Christmas presents. They can sit there until February sometimes with me, just, I'm saving dessert, so.
You like it, then?
I do.
So that means you're up to date and you're waiting for the next season.
Oh, it's out. I don't have to wait. I just am.
It is. Orange is the New Black is out, baby. I like Orange is the New Black, too. I watch that, too.
Yeah, well, you should.
What's the crazy-eyed... What is she called? The crazy-eyed girl?
Crazy eyes?
Crazy eyes. Crazy eyes cracks me up, and she wins all the awards. The actress, she's so good.
Rightfully so, man.
Yeah. First of all, when I watch Orange is the New Black, for everybody who has no idea what we're talking about, it's women in prison. And it's women of all types in prison. Pretty frightening to think about. All right. Thanks, Nathan.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump